Yeah, just allow yourself to feel that change. And you don't have to have a commentary about it, but you might say a little internal yippee. Because when this happens, there is a new field created, and it goes out into the universe. And you're a part of that. You have created that today. So now I'd like to invite the Star Mothers to come in and share their love and their wisdom with you. Dear Shining Ones, we are celebrating. We are celebrating this day, this weekend, this moment, this mountain, this family, and we are so thrilled and so lit up from within, lit up like 1,000 lights, like 1,000,000 stars, like the grid across the planet lights up when you light up. We bring that today to you, to each one of you, to each one of your sacred hearts, so that the energy of this field is held for you. You walked into it, and now you've lit it up. You walked into it, and you've created something new with it, and we rejoice. Do you know you will never be the same after today? You will not. And that will happen again tomorrow, and tomorrow, and tomorrow. Isn't that joyous? So we celebrate you and what you are doing with the world, for yourselves, with yourselves, on each level, each person a little bit differently and perfectly for you. And as the grid here on this mountain is polished and illuminated by you, let us tell you, it's been sitting for a while. It's been sitting for a while, waiting. And many people have been to the mountain and felt us, felt something, felt change. But the group, because there are many, are the ones that create a leap in consciousness. So this is what you are here to do. Isn't it? This is what you were born to do, beloveds. You came back now to do this. Do you have any doubt when you sit in this field, when you feel us around you, when you feel us loving you, pouring that out through the arms of our heart and consciousness? We pour that love into you. You are the sacred vessels of the new awakening of this planet. And you were born to do this. And we have waited such a long time. And it doesn't matter that it's been such a long time, because it is perfect time. And all of you, each one of you, all of you, including the dog, is a part of the new consciousness. And there's no mistake about that, because we have been writing this script with your consciousness for many years, for the correct time on the planet, for your Akash to resonate with, I am ready. And here we are. We see you, we know you, and we love you. There is a spark within you that is us. You are our children, our sacred star seeds. If you feel that spark in your heart, that is where we live within you. Always with you. And now you're just remembering that you can talk to us. We are as close to you as your thought about us. Have a conversation with us. We so look forward to that. And we look forward to revealing more and more as this weekend continues, as these days of consciousness awakening continue on this mountain, and that you take it with you when you go. And we step back now. Not away, not going, just stepping back for the moment. Take a breath.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It'd be difficult for those just finding this message to understand what has gone before in this room. And so some of the things that I speak of will not make sense. For I speak to this group, what they have done today, and the messages that I give now and even in tomorrow will be more germane to those in front of me with a consciousness at hand and the study that you're doing on the Lemurian teaching wheel. I wish I could train you out of linearity, but I cannot. The Star Mothers who built the teaching wheel said the same thing. And especially when it comes to that which is the middle, the hub. For the hub represents the multidimensionality of the creative source. And the adult teachings specifically are almost all multidimensional. I want to present to you the difficulty of the linear mind. Many years ago, even when the scientist Einstein was alive, there was the beginning of quantum physics. The men and the women who were doing the experiments and the ideas were different than Einstein. You might look at Einstein as being the father, literally, of some new thinking about the relativity of things that would seem multidimensional, such as time, but they're not. Not really. Time is part of the atomic structure. Time is variable. And Einstein figured it out. But when it came to the quantum things, he didn't like them. Now, we've mentioned this before, but specifically, he did not like an experiment that was done. He questioned its viability, even to his death. The experiment was that which identified entanglement. Imagine the precision and the idea of cutting up a photon and taking part of it far away from the other part, and then finding out how fast the parts could communicate. That was the idea. And what they found was that there was no communication time at all. They were instant. When some of them started measuring the time it would take for the pieces to communicate with each other, they found that they were going faster than the speed of light. They would touch one piece and the other would react. They would take the pieces farther apart and further apart. And they would touch one and the other one would react instantaneously. This was the beginning of the idea that there was an entire reality outside of that which is the four dimensions that you're aware of. And when you go there, things don't make sense. Now, what did that linear mind of Einstein make of this? He denied it. He argued with it. He gave a non-scientific description and called it spooky action at a distance. That was his quote. That mind that you have put on a pedestal that gives you relativity and all manner of things that he was responsible for that had been proven, that mind could not get out of linearity. He was also the one who said God does not play dice. When he saw what quantumness would require, because linearity makes sense. And Einstein himself passed, and when he passed, he felt that he had not done really what he came for. He wanted a rule for everything. That's multidimensionality. Things that are multidimensional go far beyond that which you have been trained for intellectually, because you don't live in that space. But you do. And part of the Star Mothers wanted to prepare the future generation, even perhaps the one you live in now, to place in the Akash the idea that things are outside of linearity. If I told you that time does not really truly exist in a linear fashion, you would say, I don't understand that. But Einstein started the idea that perhaps time can change depending upon how fast you go. But he never broached that idea that time perhaps was not linear at all. Perhaps the speed changed time for another reason that he did not understand or recognize, because it wasn't linear. Perhaps time is a circle. And if it is, truly, it means that things happen that don't make sense. In multidimensional attributes, when applied, will create things which some create will say is magic. Now let me broach something with you. Some of you are more than a half a century old, some of you more than that. And yet each one of you, if I ask you to please right now think about something that is etched in your mind right now, this lifetime, either negative or positive, whether it's the birth of a child or a betrayal or words that were spoken or a time or an accident, anything, whatever is most prominently right now, think of a way that it is actually now, right now. You'd have no trouble. Do you understand that? It's there. It's still there. Now, what have you just done? You pulled something from a long time ago, and you placed it in a now. How did you do that? You did that because there is a piece and a part of you which is multidimensional. That mind of yours, you would think that synapse might be linear. Truly, it is not in certain ways. You just showed yourself. I just presented a scenario where you can bring something and feel it now, just as though it happened. You'll never forget it. Your last breath. You can conjure it up, and it's now, and it's standing in front of you. And even your chemistry will change. That's multidimensionality. What if I told you that that is going to be enhanced in the human being to the point where past life experiences will start to be that which I will call all life experiences? What if I also indicated to you that beyond the thinking even of metaphysics today, that past life experience is controllable with what you remember. And that is to say, you can pull in now the best things that have ever happened, the most wise things that you ever did. You can take that which is your past lives on this planet and make it a library of wisdom placed upon you now, just like you did a moment ago with things that happened in this lifetime that I ask you to conjure up and live. My partner had a difficult time explaining that, and I'll tell you why. Because when I ask you to do it, there's some who did it in such a way that it was quite emotional. What if this was possible in a soul dimension? Now, a soul dimension would be out of linearity. Your soul has been on this planet for thousands of years, and it's experienced so many things. What if you could remember all of the good ones and instruct that Akashic record to bury the negative ones? What would happen to you? Who would you be, O wise one? Who really would you be if suddenly everything that you had ever done, which was wise and good and beautiful, could raise to a place where you not only could just file it, it was active, and you could access it instantly? And the answer is you'd be a master. That's what's going on. Because what we're asking you to do is to pull upon the Akash those things which you were told by a multidimensional being from the stars that you'll never forget. It's etched in a positive way, and it doesn't matter how long ago it was, because time is in a circle. As much as I would say that, it doesn't mean much to a linear mind. It really doesn't. You've got to do exercises to see what I'm talking about and remember things that are permanent, etched there, for you to understand fully that this is what it's like for those who are starting to remember and know the truth they were taught. I speak to this group, but I also speak to a bigger group that perhaps is listening. And I'm telling that bigger group, you are included in this. Imagine the ability to control what you remember. Let's say you could do that just in this life. I'm going to tell you something. This is the basis of some of the teaching that even goes on in this room. Suppressing those things which would not make your life better and bringing out the things which would make you sore. Soar, S-O-A-R, soar. Fly with the beauty of peace in your heart, taking the things that have always made your heart ache, whether it's the death of friends or the betrayal or any of these things, and put them in a box, you might say, and say to them, you're done. You were part of a reality that I am now not part of. You're finished. And you put them in a box, you lock the box, and you throw away the key. And instead, you instruct the things that make you feel better and understand your magnificence that you lived through that were beautiful, and you bring them to the forefront, and you readjust all that you remember, and you say, let's put you on top. I'm a linear person. I understand that order of things, and I instruct you to be first in my mind. Would it make a difference in your life? Oh, yeah. It changes who you are. It changes what you think about. It changes your dreams. It changes your self-worth. What if I told you all of that is the field? No one in this room who spoke or discussed had it wrong. But almost all of you described something linear. It's the best you can do, and it's accurate. You start to understand the oneness of things, the timelessness of things, and the descriptions are beautiful. My partner's right. But as he was listening, I was tapping him, and I was saying, these are the ones. This is what's going on. They know. They know. Pulling out the knowledge is an exercise of remembering. And the more you pull upon that, the greater is your memory of perhaps a purity that goes beyond linearity. Let me present something. If I could tell you the truth here in a way that this group would understand and no other group who listens would understand, I would say the ones who were the closest were the children. Number one, it's sacred. It isn't just an idea. It's not a perception. It's not just oneness. If you had to name it, it would be sacred physics. That's something new. Sacred physics. If you could go a step further, perhaps you would say it's the interdimensional resonance of coherence. If you could go further, you could say beyond that, it's the difference between luck, chance, and co-creation of reality. Now that, I don't expect you to understand. A multidimensional resonance of coherence that is responsible for the difference between luck and chance and created reality. All in the field. That was taught for one reason. So that if you made it past 2012, you could move into a multidimensional state. And you're remembering. You're remembering. No one got it wrong. All of you understand the oneness that goes in to a new kind of thinking that says there's no separation. But how many of you have applied that to the actual rules of the universe? Not just a oneness in who you are with the planet or the galaxy or consciousness, but you're married to the physics of all things, the way things work. You're married to it in a way that you can control it and understand it. What is the key to this? A phrase I've given many times, right now, the key to all of this for all of you is to suspend everything you were ever told and sit and be loved by God. And let the openness of that perception of forgetting everything you were told be the opening of new information to pour in. And that is suspending what you think you know, and instead allowing for what you don't know. And dear ones, there's only a few who can do that. Really. And they are the old souls of this planet who are starting to be able to even control past life memories. And I sit in front of so many of them right now. I told my partner, start the seminars on things you don't know. Unidentified things that you can't teach. And when I told him that, he said, I can't do it. No one will come. When I said, come learn about something I don't know. And here you are. It's a new paradigm of teaching. where you would then turn to the old souls in the room and say, would you please identify what this means? And that's exactly what you're doing. And it's working. There'll come a time when the book is written and the ideas in the room will be presented in a concise and collated form, and every single attribute of the wheel will be correctly identified as best as possible. One of the hardest ones is the one you tackled today, called the field. And so we just added another aspect for you to think about that has to be beyond linear things, into that which you don't understand fully or know, but you can sense. And as you sense these things, I want you to understand you are sensing that the universe, the creative source, knows your name, holds your hand, and is saying you are the ones to start another kind of a generation of knowingness. Because this information will develop and will go further than any other information my partner has ever given. And long after he is gone, it will remain. That's who you are. Go from this place changed. And so it is.